Blog Talk Radio. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ, good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all glory and all praise and worship and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give recognition and respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day at your leisure on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey, which used to be radio.com, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their Bibles, notebooks, pens and paper, all the things that we use to study the Word of God when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their study tools, everything that we use when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays as a family in Christ to study and break open the Word of God. What a privilege to open the bread of life. The Word, His love letter, personally given to us, to learn more about Him, to learn how to be like Him, to move like Him, to speak like Him, to move and walk and be like Him, as He is our example. The highest form of flattery, I'm told, temptation. So why not be the ambassador, the imitator of God as little children? Amen. Truly it is a blessing to be before my brothers and sisters on this day, all of us united in Christ. For there is no distance in the Spirit, no matter where you are, no matter what country you're in. We are all part of the body of Christ, those of us who have professed Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We are united in solidarity through Jesus the Christ. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, Zoe, your life, your Ruach, your breath that you have put into us, Thank you for watching over our bedsides as we slept and slumbered last night, oh God, and thank you for looking over us and keeping us as you always do with your loving kindness, tender mercy, and grace. Lord, we bless you on this day. For there is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you above the earth. There is none like you beneath the earth. There will never be any beside you, Almighty God. For you are bigger than any and everything that our little human minds can imagine. Bigger than any circumstance, bigger than any situation, any problem, anything, you reign supreme. Lord, we bless the listening audience on this day. We ask that you move upon them by your spirit. Rest on them. Move through them. Operate through them. Download your divine wisdom, knowledge and understanding, insight and enlightenment into each and every one of them listening on this day. Open our ears and eyes of understanding so that we may see and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you, because it is all about you, Lord Jesus. No matter what, that's the bottom line. It's all about you getting the glory. It's all about you getting the accolades. It's all about you, Father, being glorified, magnified, and made known in the earth. Lord, we thank you for your presence being among us right now. For you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are personally in the midst of us. We reverence your presence. We glorify you and magnify you, honor you, adore you, appreciate you, love on you with all that is within us. Holy Spirit, you are the teacher. We thank you for teaching us all things on this day and bringing us into all truth. Lord Jesus, where would we be without your sacrifice? Thank you for your precious blood that has made us righteous and put us in right standing with Almighty God. We bless this day. And Lord, we say, have your way in this broadcast. For this broadcast is your broadcast, O God. Let me be your conduit, your vessel that you speak through on this day. None of me, but all of you. Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so worthy. He is so worthy of all praise and worthy of all worship and worthy of all glory and honor. He is so good and he is excellent, most excellent. How great thou art, O God. How great thou art. Today's lesson will be coming from John chapter 16, and we'll be looking at verses 20 through 33, and we'll be going into a couple other scriptures as well. Thank you for having your Bibles and pens and paper handy, because I would like for you to jot these scriptures down so in your private time, in your private study time, the Holy Spirit can begin to enlighten you and show you even more deeper understanding of the scriptures that we will go over. Amen. I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, as always, and we all can follow along in our translations, as we always do. When we come together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word of God, truly, I count it a privilege and an honor. It is such an honor, and I am grateful for this opportunity to be before my brothers and sisters. Let's begin reading in verse 20 of John chapter 16. And this chapter, Jesus is preparing his disciples because he is getting ready to face crucifixion. And this is the season of Lent. And for those who celebrate Lent, observe this special season. You know, Lent is a time of fasting, prayer and supplication, consecration. It is a special time where we observe and remember the 40 days and 40 nights that Jesus was in the wilderness going through temptation. And we also remember that because it leads up to his death, burial, and resurrection into the Easter season. So in this particular chapter of John 16, Jesus is preparing his disciples. And he says in verse 20, he says, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that you shall weep and grieve, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy." The Lord will say to all of us today, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Verse 21 says, "A woman, when she gives birth to a child, has grief, anguish, and agony because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she no longer remembers her pain, trouble, anguish, because she is so glad that a man, a child, a human being has been born into the world." How poignant is that? You know, when we are going through tribulations and circumstances and situations and we're faced with different things, you know, it's uncomfortable when God is pruning us. It is uncomfortable when we are going through seasons of testing. It is uncomfortable when we are going through journeys of proving and being tested and proven and being educated and enlightened and taught the ways of God based on how we handle the situations that come our way. It is not the situation that is in front of us that we must focus on, but it is how we go through it, how we handle it, how our attitude is, how well we focus on the Word of God going through those situations, how we walk by faith and not by sight, how we, having done all to stand therefore on the Word of God, declaring total and utter dependence upon him in the midst of the storm. And when we're going through, it's similar to what verse 21 says. A woman, when she gives birth to a child, has grief, anguish, agony because her time has come. In the midst of birth, which can happen anytime, any place, and anywhere, that woman's focus is not only on that child, but her body is experiencing pain. She's racked with pain, but she's so focused on bringing forth that baby, that the pain that she endures, she will endure the most excruciating pain to bring forth newness of life, as Jesus did for us. Because after, in verse 21, it says, she has delivered the child, she no longer remembers her pain. It was just a moment that she had to go through. She no longer remembers her trouble and her anguish because she is so glad that a man, a child, a human being has been born into the world. Verse 22 says, so for the present, you are also in sorrow. In distress and depressed. Look at how Jesus observed their demeanor, how compassionate he was here. He looked at them and he said, you're in sorrow, you're in distress, you're depressed. But do not be troubled. For he said, but I will see you again, and then your hearts will rejoice. And when your hearts rejoice and I see you again, no one can take from you your joy, your gladness, your delight. Jesus, a Savior, a Master, a great High Priest who understands how we go through sometimes and where we are. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 through 16, it says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation. But one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. So that being said, verse 16 says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. Jesus is saying, don't be afraid to come to me. Don't be afraid to bear your honest, true self to me. Don't be afraid to tell me, Lord, I need you. Talk to me. Confide in me. Pour out yourself to me. And let me love you. It says in verse 16, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners. What a privilege to be able to draw near to the throne of God's unmerited favor. Favor that we didn't deserve, but he gives it to us anyway because he loves us. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures. Do you see the Father's arms stretched open wide here? Saying, come here. Don't be sad. Don't be dismayed. Don't be so hard on yourself. See yourself how I see you. Yes, you will go through. But it only will last for a period of time. And then you will have joy, unspeakable. And the joy that you have, no one can take from you. Because you have come into a place where you have seen and experienced me working and manifesting myself on your behalf, answering your prayers. So your confidence is built even more in me. So you depend even more on me, your sure foundation. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need. Grace. Jesus. We will find his strength. We will find his endurance. We will find his perseverance. We will find his joy. We will find his determination. We will find his wisdom. We will find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Jesus said in verse 22 of John 16, "So for the present, you are also in sorrow and distress and depressed, but I will see you again." Jesus said, you see me. I'm in you. I'm here. Don't be dismayed. Come to the throne of grace so that you will find me to help you in good time for every need and give you appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when you need it. Not in your timing, but in God's timing. Verse 23 in John 16 says, "And when that time comes, when you see me again," he's telling his disciples, "and your hearts will rejoice, and no one can take from you your joy or gladness or delight." He says, "And when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me." You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name. So when I come back to see you, you don't have to ask me. You can ask the Father in my name. Go to the Father for yourself. And ask in my name as presenting all that I am. He says in verse 24, he says, "Up to this time you have not asked a single thing in my name as presenting all that I am, but now ask." And don't just ask one time. Keep on asking. And you will receive so that your joy, your gladness, your delight may be full and complete. He says, "I have told you these things in parables, veiled language, allegories, dark sayings. The hour is now coming when I shall no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but I shall tell you about the Father in plain words and openly without reserve. At that time you will ask, 'Pray in my name,' and I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for it will be unnecessary. Look at what Jesus did for us. We go through him to ask the Father. What a privilege to ask the Creator himself to fellowship, to commune, to talk to be in relationship with through Christ, being in right standing with him, obtaining mercy and grace, as Hebrews 4, verse 16 says. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. Fearlessly. Jesus understands and sympathizes and has a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liabilities to the assaults of temptation. Why? Because he was tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Yes, we have the fear of God. Yes, he is God. But he walked as man, even as he was God. In John chapter 16, verse 26, it says, at that time, you will ask, pray in my name, and I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. He says, it will be unnecessary, for the Father himself tenderly loves you. The Father himself tenderly loves you. Why? Because you have loved me, Jesus said, and have believed that I came out from the Father. I came out from the Father and have come into the world. And again, I am leaving the world and I am going to the Father. And his disciples said, ah, now you are speaking plainly to us and not in parables, veiled language, and figures of speech. Now we know that you are acquainted with everything and have no need to be asked questions. Because of this, we believe that you really came from God. And Jesus answered them. He said, do you now believe? Do you believe at last? He said, but take notice. The hour is coming, and it has arrived, when you will all be dispersed and scattered, and every man to his own home, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me, and neither are we alone. Even when there's none around us, we are not alone. Jesus said in verse 33, and this is the highlight of our study for today. It says, He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Why? Because in the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. And you deal with all of these things. Look at the times we live in now. From great big picture all the way down to our intimate selves and our families. In the world, we have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undoubted. daunted. Why? For I have overcome the world. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. That is why the scripture says we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. We are walking in what he did, his conquering, his victory. That is why we are more than conquerors. Even in the midst of tests and trials and tribulations and situations and going through, we are more than conquerors. We walk victorious because we are walking in the victory of Christ. We are walking in the victory of Jesus. We are walking in what he possessed and has possessed, is right now. We are walking in him. In him we can do all things. And he said, without me you can do nothing. So in him we do all things. In him we walk, in him we eat, in him we breathe, in him we go, in him we rest, in him we stay, in him we, I mean, we are not our own. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how the hurt hurts. Jesus understands. He knows. He knows. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus, it says, Jesus approached and breaking the silence, said to them, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And we have accepted him into our hearts. And he lives in us, those who profess the name of Christ. This is why through him we can do. Through him we can push through. Through him we can endure. Through him we can stand, having done all to stand, we can stand therefore. Let not your heart be troubled, he said. He said in John 33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect rest, perfect ease, perfect peace, contentment, perfect being settled, perfect being at peace, and confidence. Confidence that everything is going to work out in your favor. Confidence that you're going to get through this. Because Christ is with us. Confidence we're going to get through this season and this time. Because Christ is with us. In the world, we have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. We have to encourage ourselves like David often did in the Lord. We have to encourage ourselves. Jesus said, you're in me, I'm in you. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. Because I have overcome the world. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you see, no matter how much it hurts, no matter what's going on, step back. Christ. Okay, Lord, where are you in this? Show me what I am to learn here. Show me how I am to be going through here. Holy Ghost, give me the strength, the wisdom, the endurance. Be with me as you already are. And cause me to know with beyond a shadow of a doubt, with absolute conviction, Lord Jesus, that you said you have overcome the world and you have deprived it of power to harm me and you have conquered it for me. Matthew 28:18-20, and my time is escaping today, but it says, Jesus approached and breaking the silence said to them, all authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days. Perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion to the very close and consummation of the age. Oh, amen. So let it be. He's the only one that said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I know sometimes it's hard. It gets hard for me sometimes. But we have to remember. The Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance. Whatsoever things Jesus has taught us. He said, be of good cheer. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. For I have overcome the world. So the little things, the little stress that we go through, the little trials that we go through, the little things that we deal with. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, it says, for our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour is evermore and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations of vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal. They are brief and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. Jesus wants all of us to know today. The Lord wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to fear not. He wants us to walk in Him, put Him on the whole armor, put Him on, put on Christ, put on His mind, put on His will, put on His emotions, put on His feelings, put on Him, because it is only through Him that we are victorious. Don't forget. Don't Don't forget. John 16:33, and we will end on this. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me, he said, you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Have hope. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, this opportunity that you have given unto us to break open your word and study. Lord, we thank you for the words of encouragement on this day, Father, that you have given unto us as your people, as we go through these different times and things that we're in, oh God. Thank you that we will not forget. We will not forget you, oh God. We will not forget what you have done for us, Lord. And we love you and we honor you and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening our eyes even the more of understanding and enlightenment, Father, in the spirit, in your things, oh God. We thank you. We yield ourselves to you. We yield our minds and our emotions and our will and our hearts to you, Lord. Speak through us. Think through us. Show us in the word. And we thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his face, his beautiful face, shine upon us. May the Lord continue to be gracious unto us. And may the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us. And may the Lord continue to give us his perfect peace, divine rest, divine ease. And may he continue to fill us with himself, the fullness of him that filleth us all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you on this day. Until we meet again, have hope and look to Jesus, because it's all about him. Amen. Good God day.